delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it. Monday here on the program, we'll get to part three of that conversation of the groundwater concerns and contamination. Several sites now, PFCs and other long chain fluorines. We'll get a closer look at that. Shifting gears now for a bit, because, well, you might just need a drink after hearing all this. Jarrett Skorup is the Marketing Strategic Outreach Manager at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And liquor store owners think it's great for the state to ban nearby competition, but hold on, maybe not such a good idea. Jared, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
So, all right, so what is this all about? Who's trying to snuff who?
All right, so Michigan is, I believe, the only state. If there's another state, I haven't been able to find it, but it prevents liquor stores from opening within half a mile of another store. So it's an anti-competitive measure. Been on the books since the late 1970s, and the state finally decided they were going to rescind this rule and allow a little bit more competition. So the State Liquor Control Commission decided to do that, and now the legislature, mostly being pushed by liquor store owners, is trying to reestablish that, put it into law, prevent people from opening liquor stores within a half mile of other stores. So we've been weighing in on it. We don't think it's a good idea. It doesn't have anything to do with health and safety. It doesn't have anything to do with consumer choice. And we prefer to see competition in this area, just like there is in every most other areas.
What was the reason for a law like this to keep, you know, liquor stores from setting up shop next to each other? I mean, wouldn't that be, you know, one shop's going to make it, one isn't? That'd be simple competition. What was the point of it?
It was purely an anti-competition thing. I mean, it was pushed, as it is now, that it was about health and safety, and that this would prevent too many liquor stores from stacking up next to each other. But you don't really see that in other states, and there's just no evidence that has anything to do with health and safety. The number of liquor licenses would stay the same. That's separate from this issue. So you're just talking about where stores end up opening.
What about that? What about the limited number of liquor licenses? Do you find that to be appropriate?
We don't, no. From the Mackinac Center.
Have a little trouble here. Hold on. We're just having a little trouble. Your phone's having a little trouble there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
can you hear
okay.
me okay?
I can hear you good now. So what about that limited number of liquor licenses?
Yeah, the Mackinac Center is not a fan of that. We don't think that the state does a good job micromanaging its alcohol system. We'd get rid of that limit on the number. We would allow consumers to determine how much they want to buy and sell, and that's how it works in a lot of other states, and it seems to work fine.
Yeah, so again, here's Michigan that, you know, limits competition not one way but two when it comes to selling liquor. And then you also have a different price control and price points and different things. Michigan's liquor laws are a little antiquated in many ways. Would that be fair to say?
Very antiquated. We have a monopoly distribution system. We have price controls on what you can buy and sell. We have restrictions on how much alcohol you can sell, and lots of price setting all up and down. So the liquor stores have a point, which is they're in a very micromanaged system. Our point would be, well, let's take a shot on getting rid of those things as well as getting rid of this type of restriction on competition.
So do you think that's even possible to get something like that through the legislature? Jarrett Skorup here, talking about these things from the marketing and strategic point of view from the Mackinac Center. I mean, can we get that through the legislature? I mean, the liquor and these sorts of things, always very difficult, sticky wickets, if you will, to get through for legislation.
Currently, no, probably not. So the legislature has not shown a willingness to take up getting rid of making this a little bit more of a competitive area. The distributors and a lot of the stores are people that spend a lot of time and money contacting their legislators on this issue. So it's just been a hard thing to get through.
I wonder why that is. You know, I mean, you would think that more competition, more money injected into the system. Of course, maybe it's the old boys network. Is that what I'm looking at, Jarrett?
It's the old boys network, and it's combined with the idea, I think, also that a lot of people just believe that, you know, restricting alcohol leads to better health and safety results. You know, from my standpoint, I really don't have a dog in this fight. I barely drink. I might have one or two beers for the entire year. But if you look at the evidence, if you look at other states, how they do it, there's just no effect on health and safety or drunk driving or underage drinking or any of that, no matter how much you restrict it. So we're big fans of letting consumers, it's a legal product, let's let consumers determine how much they want to buy it and where they want to buy it from.
I think that that's probably, you know, not a bad bit of advice, but it's probably not going to change. It's probably the way it's going to be. And a lot of these laws, now I do know that we can now finally ship beer and so forth internally in Michigan. It used to be until just recently, you could only ship out of state. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. I think that law finally got changed.
Yeah, there has been some pressure from the federal level to open up competition in terms of how to ship, and so that's what some states have been doing.
Right, with Michigan, I mean, Michigan has an emerging and erupting, really, you know, microbrewery industry, which has been great, and the competition has been great, and look, it's created its own, fostered its own industry over the last 10 years, went from, you know, a few to just about every little town in Michigan has its own microbrewery now, right?
That's right, and I'm constantly amused when I hear the state promoting that, and then on the other hand, severely restricting people from being able to ship, to buy, setting what prices are. I mean, if you go down near the border of Michigan and Indiana, you're talking 30% price difference a lot of times for a lot of products between paying for it in Michigan versus Indiana, just because their liquor laws are less restrictive than ours. And Indiana is not, you know, it's not some anarchy. They still have plenty of restrictions on it. It's just Michigan is so much worse than ever, almost anywhere else.
More difficult. I got it. Jarrett Skorup from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, the Marketing and Strategic Outreach Manager there. Jarrett, thank you for the education today.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you so much. Still to come today, Steve Mitchell will be here from Mitchell Strategies talking about how the numbers are looking in the race to be the GOP nominee to run for governor here in Michigan. How's that shaping up? We'll have answers right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.